Welcome to Jaipur Bites, the JLF podcast. I'm your host, Laksh Datta. What you're about to hear is part of the Voices of Faith series for JLF Brave New World, presented by the Kamini and Vindi Banga Family Trust. Ajmer Sharif, The Path of Devotion. Sayyid Salman Chishti in conversation with Rana Safi.
Before I come to Sayyid Salman Chishti, I'd just like to say a few words that a child born in faraway Iran, modern-day Sistan, in 1141-42 AD, was to change the spiritual landscape of India with a message of love and humanity that earned him the name of Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, or Cherisher of the Poor. And before I go, I'd just like to quote from his last sermon, because that encapsulates his entire philosophy and the philosophy that we want to promote and we want to talk about today. Love all and hate none. Mere talk of peace will avail you not. Mere talk of God and religion will not take you far. Bring out the latent powers of your being and reveal the full magnificence of your immortal self. Be overflowing with peace and joy and scatter them wherever you go and wherever you go. Wherever you are and wherever you go. So Salman Sahab, the first thing I'd like to ask you is this message of service that is the keystone of Sufism. It is also something that is embodied in the life of our Prophet, peace be upon him. So can you just tell us a little bit before we start about Khwaja Sahab's message of service and love?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu salam alayka ya Sayyid al-Mursaleen wa rahmatan lil alameen. Salam and dream of peace, adab to you, Rana Sahiba, everybody else who are part of the viewers. And especially our thanks to Jaipur Literature Festival, Namita Gokhale ji, William Dalpin, and Sanjoy Sahab for conveying this idea into bringing the voices of faith on one of the most viewed now because of this COVID restriction, most viewed platform of Jaipur Literature Festival, as it has been the most attended, well attended, and the greatest literary show in Asia. So I think it is important to reflect on a platform like this, the importance and the spiritual significance of the message as well as the life and times of the Awliya Ikram, of, especially when we're talking about Ajmer Sharif, which has been a melting pot from last 800 years of tradition, culture, spiritual understanding, and what we today know as the Ganga Jamni Tehzeeb of Hindustan. So Khwaja Gharib Nawaz hailed from the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his mother's side, Hasani Sadat, and from the father's side, Husaini Sadat, coming out from the lineage. And as you have mentioned about the village Sanjar, which is now in the present days on the borders of Iran and Afghanistan, the Khorasan region. So it is from Madina Sharif, the journey that started as a vision that Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, during his meditation, when he was meditating in Madina Munawwara at the blessed Rose Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Moinuddin go to him, take the message of Iman, Ikhlaq, Insaniyat, humanity, service to humanity with unconditional love. And since then, when Khwaja Sahab came to the land of Hind and stayed in Ajmer Sharif, this has been the guiding principle and the foundational pillar of the Chishti Sufi order, which is love towards all and milai towards none. With these words, all the elders of the Chishti Khajgah, in which you have started with the last sermon and the khutbah of Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, when we conclude our talk, I will share the last part of that khutbah, which really embarked all the elders of the Khwajgah and Chisht into the spiritual journey, which we today know that it has gone beyond the borders of India, South Asia, to all four corners of the world. As we know that the Chishtis and the people who really admire, respect, river, Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Mohinuddin Chishti, are in numbers, which might not, we don't have a data of exact numbers, but it is really on all seven continents. We know that the people who have deep respect, who have been visiting Ajmer Sharif. So alhamdulillah, it is a life that has been, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have been born and brought up at this blessed threshold, the Sufi courtyard of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, and we are honored and at the same time, a big responsibility of serving this message, the living message of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, which is serving all and being in continuous prayers as well as reverence to the great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teachings of the prophets, the awliyas, which are daily part of meditation and services at Ajmer Dargah Sharif.
Indeed. In fact, it's this service of humanity and the love that emanates from there is something which I have also experienced in Ajmer myself, which brought not only kings, but, you know, ordinary people, faqir, everybody who sought and love came to the dargah of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz. And we see that it has been kings, whether it was the Sultanate kings or the Sultans of Gujarat or whether it was the Mughal kings, all of them came. And everybody has left some gift or the other for Khwaja Sahib over there. One of the most beautiful gifts, of course, is the Begmi Dalan by Jahanara Begum. And she was herself a big devotee of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz and has written a book also on it. And, you know, there is something that struck me when I visited was the inclusiveness. And in any case, Sufism, the inclusiveness of like Hazrat Nizamuddin Aulia is said to have said that, you know, when jab sher jungle se nikalta hai, to koi nahi puchta ki nar hai ya mada. Lion comes out of the jungle, nobody wants to know whether it's a male or a female, it's just a lion. And that is something that strikes you when you come to Ajmer Sharif, where you see the shrine of Bibi Hafiza Jamal and you see the Begmi Dalan. So could you tell us a little bit more about the inclusiveness and the role of women in Khwaja Sahib's life also?
As we have grown up in Ajmer Sharif with listening to these couplets, the Rubai, that have been often recited by the elders, which really defines the magnanimity of spiritual affluence and influence over the life of the commoners, as well as the kings, and as well as the people, everyone. So these are the lines that are very close to our heart, is that Tera Dayar Hai Dar Es Salaam Ya Khwaja, that your abode is the abode of peace, O Khwaja. تیرا دیار ہے دار السلام یا خواجہ تجلیاں ہیں نئی صبح و شام یا خواجہ تجلیاں آر دا ڈیوائن شاورز دا ڈیوائن شاورز ایوری مومنٹ ڈے اینڈ نائٹ نہ فکر میں نہ غم جام تیرے مستوں کو تیری ایک نگاہ سے چلتا ہے کام یا خواجہ دیٹ دوز ہیو بین انٹاکسیکیٹڈ اسپریچولی ود اے لونگ گلانس آف یورز ہیو نو فیئر اینڈ نو سورو دیز ایموشن نیگیٹو ایموشن ڈزنٹ ٹچ دیم. So these are the magnanimity of people who walk the path at the courtyard of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz. And when you talked about the reverence and the respect, Jahanara, when she commissioned the courtyard, which is known as the Begmi Dalan. So there is a book, very interesting book, which Jahanara has written in Persian, which is called the Muni Sularwa. This is her personal memoir. Interestingly, I was in London a few years back at the British Library, and William Sahab was also there. He was doing his research on his latest book, and I happened to be there with a very dear friend of our who was in charge of the Persian and Arabic catalog, especially focused with South Asia. So they, when I requested them, they especially got out these collection of Muni Sularwa as well as other Chishti texts, which has been kind of really off the shelf for many, many years. So there, when you look at that Muni Sularwa, she mentioned specifically about coming to Ajmer Sharif with the father, Shahjah, and every two steps, she would offer a nafil namaz, two rakat nafil namaz for shukrana. She would be carrying a red color velvet chadar, which of course one of the tradition of presenting yourself and the respect of the darbar is presenting yourself with a chadar and some rose petals, which comes from Pushkar. Again, a very, very, very inclusive tradition that all the roses that comes to Ajmer Dargah Sharif come from the Pushkar, which is the Pushkar Raj, which is one of the only temple of Brahma in the world. So all the roses that comes to it, so she mentioned that it's mentioned that she was offering a red color velvet chadar, and any rose petal that would fall inside the astana, she would sweep it with her eyelashes. That was Jahanara. That's why she's also known as the Sufi princess, and her brother Dara Sikho, how they have, you know, imbibed the Sufi values. At the same time, in Ajmer Dargah, in Islamic spirituality in particular, there is no gender bias. We know that the daughter of Khwaja Ghareenawaz, Bibi Hafizah Jamal, she was a great spiritual person herself and very close to her father. And she was born as a Hafiz, somebody who remembers the Quran by heart. And just next to the Astana of Khwaja Ghareenawaz, a small mazar of Bibi Hafizah Jamal, which is even respected today, revered today. There is tradition of mehndi being kept there for the bride. When they're getting married, they take the mehndi and apply that mehndi for the grace and the barakah and the qurbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the vasila of the awliya, and especially Bibi Hafizah Jamal in Dargah Ajmer Sharif. So when it is up to a person, whether a man or a woman, in Sufism or Islamic spirituality, to up to what spiritual heights one can reach. We have the numerous example which we know about the blessed daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fatima az-Zahra salamullah alayhi, to Bibi Rabia Basri, to numerous spiritual legacies left by women in particular, and they have reached great heights depending on the devotion and dedication of a person, that how close they can perceive and achieve the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Qurbat-e-Haq. And in Sufism, tasawwuf, it lays down the path of seeking closeness to the Creator. How? By serving the creation. One of the teachings of Khwaja Ghareenawaz is that, of course, our prayers, our namaz, our hajj, our pilgrimage are very important, but these are the gift to the believers from the Creator. These are not the attributes to reach the closeness of the Creator. To reach closeness to the Creator, be in service towards the creation, not only mankind but entire creation. That's why when you look at the Sufi poetry and the teachings of the awliya, especially the Chishtis, the Mevlevis, the Qadris, Sohrawardis, you will find numerous examples surrounded by the nature also. You know, they're talking about trees, they're talking about the nature, they're talking about the human service, khidmat-e-khalq. And that brings us to the very important aspect of the Chishti Darbar, Chishti Dargahs, starting from Ajmer Sharif to Baba Qutbuddin Bakhtiar Kaki, to Nizamuddin Awliya, to Hazrat Sabir Pia Kalyari, to Baba Farid. All the Dargahs are common in serving the Langar. And when we talk about the Langar in Ajmer Dargah Sharif, it's the pure vegetarian Langar that has been served to all the devotees who come. And it is so pure that we don't even use onion and garlic, so that even brothers and sisters of our Jain community in the Dargah and around Dargah Ajmer Sharif. So serving with unconditional order. And from Ajmer Dargah Sharif, of course, this is a message which is lived every day from last 800 years. Alhamdulillah.
That's such a beautiful tradition of having a vegetarian langar at something which is emulated in dargahs all over the world, of this tradition of langar. And it is from here that langar has spread. And today langar is such an important aspect of service anywhere in the world, be it any natural calamity or man-made calamity. Langars are always being served. And we must remember that, the origin of these are from Sufi Khankas. And another thing, since you talked about this Pushkar, when I came to Ajmer, I first went to Pushkar and then with some friends, and then we came to Ajmer. And it was such a beautiful experience for us because, coming from there, coming here, and then experiencing it for my friends and for myself. And it is this generosity and this hospitality of the Khwaja that welcomes everybody. I remember when I had come, I think it was just after Holi, and you told me that Khwaja ke ghar saath Holi khelne aaye hue hain log. So can you tell us a little bit about the celebration that people come and how they celebrate with the Khwaja? People from all faiths, all walks of life, all classes, everybody comes to, you know, be chahe wo shaadi ka card hi hoye, usko dene ke liye aate hain. They come to invite the Khwaja Sahab for their child's wedding to come and bless them, or whether it's a celebration of a festival, it's, you know, like as if he's part of the family. He's the elder of the family. So can you just throw some light on that, please?
And the presence and the magnanimity of Khwaja Gareeb Nawaz, the name itself, when you look at the people who are coming, whether they know about Khwaja Sahab or they don't even know about Khwaja Gareeb Nawaz, it is a natural spiritual attachment, which they feel it. Dekhiye, kai baar ye hota hai, a lot of time that, you know, when people can talk about many things, but not everybody will agree on all the things. You know, we may agree and disagree. But when you go to a place, close your eyes and sit up, and when you feel something deep down within your heart and your soul, that feeling can never be denied. So that's the feeling that one experienced in Ajmer Dargah Sharif. And as everybody knows this saying that Ajmer wohi aate hain jinhe khwaja bulate hain. Of course, this is a very famous saying which everybody knows ki bina bulave ki koi aata. Iske alawa do baatein aur bhi hain ki jab khwaja bulate hain to badi shaan se bulate hain, whether you're coming for the first time or the 50th time. Aur teesri baat jo badi important baat hai ki Allah Taala ki taraf se, upar wale ki taraf se ye ata hai Bargah Ghareeb Nawaz ko ki jab khwaja bulate hain to kuch dene ke liye bulate hain. चाहे यहाँ पे इतने हजारों लोग होते हैं, there's hundreds and thousands of people are here, whether they are joining their hands in prayers or raising their hands in prayers, but when they're closing their eyes, they feel that tranquility and peace in the heart. तो जब बुलाते हैं तो कुछ देने के लिए बुलाते हैं, इसका मतलब यही है कि तमाम लोगों को कुछ ना कुछ मिलता है, चाहे वो दो पल का दिल का सुकून क्यों ना हो. Even if that's a moment of peace and tranquility within their heart, they receive that. And that is the reason that they keep coming again and again when there's a blessed calling. So it's really a personal relation between those who come to Dargah Sharif and the presence, the spiritual presence of Khwaja Gareeb Nawaz, that's really evolved over the last 800 years. We have seen people, you know, when they look at the blessed white dome, they just keep crying. I know people who don't know much about Khwaja Gareeb Nawaz. They're not scholars. There might be people who don't even know the full name of Khwaja Gareeb Nawaz, that Khwaja Mohinuddin Chishti, Haqni, or Husaini. They just know Gareeb Nawaz. They might be coming from the poorest of the background. But when they come to Dargah Ajmer Sharif, they know that maybe in our own villages or our own cities, we might not have, we are not sure if we'll have two meals a day. Morning meals are arranged, and we don't know of the evening meal. And even if they are arranged with them, they might not even have a roof on their home, on their head. But when they are presenting themselves at Khwaja Gareeb Nawaz, they are mutmain, they are satisfied that whatever happens in the world, but the langar of Khwaja Gareeb Nawaz, nobody can take away from us. Whether we are nourished in the dunya, in our own lifestyle, but the langar of Khwaja Gareeb Nawaz, that is something which nobody can take away from us. And whether we have a roof on our head or not, but when we come to the dar of Khwaja Gareeb Nawaz, this blessed courtyard, this blessed ambience of Khwaja Gareeb Nawaz, this dar, nobody can take that away from them. This feeling of personal relation and the strong bond, that has been the backbone of the spiritual awareness and evolution and the spiritual understanding that we have today. And that has been the most important factor in the celebrating and cherishing and nourishing the unity in diversity that is so omnipresent in all directions of India. As every 100 kilometers when we travel, the language changes, the dialect changes, clothes changes, food habits, so much of diversity. And this is something that we have to cherish. And the spiritual elders, the Rishi, Muni, Saint, everybody has cherished and built upon this diversity, which we today see as the uniting force, right from Kashmir to Kanyakumari, from Rajasthan to Bengal, all four directions of India.
That's beautiful, so beautifully put. And when you talked about, you know, that feeling of spirituality, another thing which reinforces that spirituality are the summer mehfils. So can you just tell us a little bit, and I know there is the just in the courtyard, there is always Qawwali being sung, and that's such a beautiful experience for people. So can you tell us a little bit about summer mehfils and what is summer? And
Sama is very, very special and sacred, especially for the Chishti Sufi order. As they say that the Sama, Shifa, Ruh, Giza. So Sama is healing, and it also the nourishment of the soul. Sama, Shifa, Ruh, Giza. So this is how the Chishtis have always cherished about this tradition of Sama, where Qawwali, which is generally known as the Qawwali musical note, and Asad Amir Khusro, who has been a genius in his day and age, in the 13th century, has been a genius, and all the and right from the high ends of Persian to Arabic or to the classical note voices, you will find his composition, even to those who wouldn't have access to this knowledge of languages. You would see Khadi Boli, Hindvi, Brij Bhasha, all the kalam that, you know, Hazrat Amir Khusro has compiled. And today now, imagine something, it is quite incredible that something which has been written 700 years ago, even today when they are recited into that composition, the kawal, the reciting, it takes away the listeners into a different aura, into a different zone altogether. Whether you understand what is being recited or you don't understand, but you can surely feel. That's why people from all faith, when the Qawwali happens, they are sitting in the courtyard of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, courtyard of Nizamuddin Awliya, Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaghi, all the chishtis where the Qawwalis are daily happening. Especially for us, we have heard from the elders, and I said this when I was in Harvard University. I was at the a divinity school in a conference, and I talked about Sama, where I mentioned that in the Ajmer Sharif, the elders always insist that for more than 3 days, if the Chishtis don't listen to Sama, they will die. So all the students, you know, they were quite privileged, they were surprised. So I said, it is not the physical death, it is the sickness of the soul. That's why we have Qawwali every day in the Dargah Ajmer Sharif, other than these 10 days of Muharram, because of course the remembrance of Imam Hussain al-Islam and the tragedy and the Karbala. But rest of the year we have Sama, which is truly the nourishment and upliftment of the soul. And Sama is also something which is keeping the soul healthy. Just like we keep our body healthy by doing many things other than having meals. You go to a dietitian, they will tell you 5 meals a day, and you go to gym. So many things you do. What about the soul? Of course, you pray. But when you engage yourself in zikr and sama, it is a natural ingredient to keep the soul healthy and upright, and to experience, elevate your spiritual awareness and understanding through the mahfil sama. They also say that you know, Sama is like, if I say in the common, you know, terminology, Sama is like the jumping board. When you go to swim, and when you're on the jumping board, you take a deep, to go to the deepest point of the swimming pool, you have to go on the jumping board. So in spirituality, especially in the Chishti order, you have to engage in Sama to go to the deepest core of the spiritual ocean and bring out the pearls of wisdom and experience. That's what the Chishti engage when they are in audition of Sama.
Such a beautiful explanation. Thank you for this. And aapne Muharram ka zikr kiya, and Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz is a descendant of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain. And his saying is one of the most oft quoted, because aaj pehli Muharram hai, today is the first of Muharram. And it is his saying, Shah Ast Hussain, Badshah Ast Hussain, Deen Ast Hussain, Deen Panah Ast Hussain, Sardat Nadat Dast. Dar daste Yazid Haq ke bina
la ilaha illallah Ast Hussain ya Hussain Haq Hussain.
So can you just tell us a little more about this also, because Muharram chali raha hai, so just
of course, you know, when you talk about spiritual lineages and all the Sufi orders, especially Ajmer Sharif, the lineages goes back to Hazrat Ali, the Chishti order, and the spiritual treasures and the spiritual benevolence which was passed on to Hazrat Imam Hassan, to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, to Hazrat Zain al-Abidin, and all the lineages of the Imamain. So the Chishti orders, especially when we talk about Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, I think this quote which you just mentioned, Shah Ast Hussain, this has been one of the most quoted, not only in India, but around the world, when we talk about Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the great sacrifice to uphold justice, truth, in the face of tyrants, you know. So this is an example not only for the Islamic history, but for the entire humanity, that how Imam Hussain alayhi salam stood against the face of the tyrant who were bent upon destroying the universal values of truth, justice, unity, and respect and dignity for humanity. So I think Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz and his qurbat, because of course he's descendant of the Ahle Bayt, the descendant of Imam Hussein. So that's why there's a special reverence and respect for these 10 days. As I mentioned, that there's no Qawwali happening in Dargah Ajmer Sharif. Everybody is serving right from day one. Even earlier, there was a salam, and we serve all the sharbat and food in the name and the remembrance of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the Waqia e Karbala. So this is something very, very sacred, very, very special time for the spiritual regeneration as well as spiritual receiving through the remembrance of the Waqia e Karbala and Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Strengthening of your faith.
Thank you for listening to Jaipur Bites. This podcast is produced by Launchora in association with Teamwork Arts. Please subscribe or follow the show wherever you're listening to this to stay updated on new episodes.